you know, I read it before and went over it pretty much in depth, and I was involved in something else. But the big thing that stood out to me was what they found. They didn't list exactly, you know, how much was on there, but they said there was child pornography on one of the computers that was in his room. So, you know, with everything else with this guy being sick, you know, he killed 58 people now. I honestly believe he was the lone shooter in that room. But then you got the child pornography, which only confirms this guy wasn't right up in the head. You know, and his brother also, I guess, was arrested on child pornography also about 2 months ago from what was reported in the papers. When I read the reports on Friday, the 300 pages of federal FBI search warrants and affidavits, I was really starting to realize that they have a lot of evidence against this guy almost immediately from the start. And with the stuff that they were asking for was this, you know, the search warrant records and stuff like that. So you got to put that together with, you know, they put a lot of stuff in the probable cause affidavits so they can get the search warrants for the house, the car, the cell phones, the Google accounts, and everything they were asking for. So, you know, I'm starting to think, you know, there's a lot of stuff. It's more than what we know. We didn't know anything because, you know, from the start, when I started writing these stories, all I did was want answers. And I'm still under, I haven't changed my opinion of Sheriff Joe Lombardo. And I just told that to the paper before. I think they're doing a quick story because it's taken me about 2 days to, you know, put my story in depth of what I picked out of the report that was listed today. And the Sheriff Joe Lombardo hasn't changed. I think he's a disgrace to the department and he's lied to the public. And he's incompetent, and what he should have done from the start and why he didn't do that and why people next to him weren't telling him to do that, he should have done pretty much what the FBI did. It's an active criminal investigation, and we're not discussing it. And then turn over everything about the bodies and the people who were killed and the medical. Turn that over to the fire department chief and let him talk about it.
You have just got to love Doug Papa from the Baltimore Post-Examiner, because Doug Papa does not mince words. He says exactly what he feels. He backs up what he says. He doesn't worry about what people are going to think or how it's going to make him look. He speaks his truth. And the big takeaway today, Doug Papa believes it was a lone gunman, Stephen Paddock, who killed 58 people and injured over 500 more on October 1st, shooting out of his window at Mandalay Bay. Now, today, a report was released by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. And it was had a lot of interesting information in this report, including, as you heard Mr. Papa talk about in the beginning, the fact that child porn was found on Stephen Paddock's computer. No surprise there. You can just imagine what type of twisted stuff is on that sick beast computer. Anyway, we're going to hear more from Doug Papa this weekend when I put out the Web Sleuths Radio podcast. That should be available sometime Sunday evening after 10 p.m. Eastern. Just come back and check websleuths.com or go to our Facebook page or Twitter. Look under your bed, in your freezer. You never know where you can find Web Sleuths Radio podcast coming up this weekend. Tricia Griffith saying so long. See you back at websleuths.com, okay? Talk to you later.